Welcome, welcome to episode 40 of the Jazzy Conversations with Jazz podcast. I am your host, Jazz Mar Jazz Bennett, mother, educator, host, and I have an exciting podcast today. I met these two entrepreneurs not too long ago at Comic-Con. We were at SavageCon, actually. So big ups to Savage, you know, and that was my first time having anything to do with a Comic-Con or a SavageCon. And I got to dress as a nurse. I was the host. You know, I had a lot of fun. And one of those things that I got to do, like I always do when I'm hosting, is I got to meet David and Luigi of View. And we had like a fashion show. They brought out different designs and we had about three sets, you know, with their lines. And so without further ado, I want to introduce you to my guest, Mr. Right. There you go. Mr. Luigi Bravo.
How you guys doing?
Thank you. And Mr. David
Camarillo. How's it going?
Thanks for having us. Y'all good today?
Yeah, we're doing real good. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thank you for being so cool. Thank you for being cool about the delay. You know, you guys were just magnificent. So I can tell you guys are going to be great guests. You're chill, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, for real.
Listen, thank you for being on. So you were suggested. You were recommended by popular demand, and I said, of course, why not? Yes, I want to have them on. You know, I love talking to fashion designers, and I love talking to people who are living in their passions. And so you have a clothing line.
Right.
That's not all you do, but you have a clothing line that you started about a year ago. And so called View.
View.
Capital V, lowercase Y-O-U.
Right.
And so let's just dig in. Tell me about your inspiration behind the clothing line.
The inspiration is basically our message is to just view yourself, be yourself, and follow your dream. And that's what it's all about. That's what we want everybody to do, especially when they wear our clothes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right now we just got shirts, but there's more coming. And
yeah,
it's definitely like he said, we want everyone to feel themselves and to view themselves. Viewing themselves means doing whatever makes you happy, doing whatever makes you glow. And we just want to keep empowering people. Like it's beyond us. I think this brand is about making people feel good and putting that good positive energy into something and letting it just unfold.
Just greater than us, you know what I'm saying?
And, like, so far we've been super blessed. Like, we met cool people. Like, from the moment we met you at the fashion show, like, first of all, that was Luigi and I's first time ever doing a fashion
show.
We couldn't even tell you how those weeks before it, we were going through it. We're like, dude, we have all this to do. Like, it was just putting all the pieces of the puzzle together was just a little hectic. But I remember we were looking at it, and then when you hosted, like, you killed that shit.
Thank you. No, you're good. You're good.
You killed it. Like, you did your thing. And I remember, like, talking to Luigi, like, yo, she had that energy. And, like, I remember we felt comfortable just even talking about our brand, like, whenever we came out. And so, yeah, we're very humbled by all the support.
And we just want to keep it going. And I loved your energy. Like, by the way, I was put on the spot for that. I'm just let y'all know. Oh. I was put on the spot. I'm like, what? We're doing a fashion show. Okay. Yeah, you want me to talk through the whole thing? I'm like, ooh.
That's what happens best when it's just on the spot.
Yeah.
So it's like, it goes back to that whole mantra. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready, right?
Yeah.
So, by the way, shout out to the magnificent DJ of the show, because he told me that. And I was like, I'm ready. I was like, give me the microphone. I'm ready. I was like, let's do it. You about to see how ready I am.
Yeah.
I listened to the messaging behind your clothing brand, and every single model from Jazzly to who else did you have?
Shout out to our model.
Shout out to Jazzly, Zenny, to Jeremiah. Like, they killed it. Like,
Jeremiah was doing his thing.
That was Jeremiah's first time ever modeling. And we were like,
We practiced.
Yeah.
You know, we. We did our thing. Yeah, it was cool. They did their thing and they were dope.
And it was like the messaging behind it. Like, be you, you know, be confident, be yourself, like go after your dreams. It's like they were all very confident when they went down the runway.
Right.
You two were confident when you went down the runway.
Right.
So was that your first time?
That was the first time. Yeah, I was like, fake it till you make it.
I was hesitant on doing it because I'd rather be behind the scenes and look at the show. Is the difference between like being in the back and being in the front.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, but for next time, I would rather be in the front. But that was a cool experience. Yeah. And it was.
So you got a lot of good reviews from that. There were a lot of people that really liked your clothing line. I like your clothing line because I love that black and white combination. Like, black and white is just so classic, and they play off of one another. And so I like the contrast of it.
Black is the color of beauty, so that's another reason.
Don't get your brownie points in. You got to change.
I see you wearing a black dress.
I'm telling you, like, and honestly, like, when I host, like, I noticed this about myself, like, over the years when I've hosted events, I would go back and I would look at pictures, and I would always be dressed in black and white. Like, black and white was always, like, my staple
go-to
wear. Like, I would maybe accent it with a gold or whatever, but I'm like, yo, you have black and white on here. This show you have black and white on, so I don't know what it is, but black and white is dope. I like
it. Which now we know we got our new summer collection. And,
I do. Yeah, like, these colors I love these colors. Like, you know, those of you who are looking on IG, you know that you can see like the pastel yellow, and you have what color would you consider?
It's like a mint green,
like a little light aqua color.
It's like a sunset view.
It's
turquoise to me, but where we got it from, it says mint. So.
We're gonna call it mint turquoise.
Yeah,
different shade. You know,
different shade. So it's like you're playing off of the summer theme because you have like the sun emblem and you have your glasses and all of that good stuff. Okay, so I like it. So would you follow the trends of each season, like with your new designs? Is that what you're gonna do?
Definitely. Yeah, that's what we're kind of going for. Yeah.
Okay.
And when we created these designs, shout out to our the guy who makes our shirts, Angel.
Angel Cabrera, Sticker Hype, check him out. Check him out on Instagram.
Is that out of Lakeland?
Polk County.
Kills
it.
Good. Yeah.
So I had to mention that. I had to put that out there.
You do. You got to pub it. You got to bring it out and all of that good stuff. So let's rewind. Let's go back to your beginnings, because Luigi, you're from, is it
Aguadilla, Puerto Rico.
Listen,
shout out Puerto Rico.
So listen, tell me about Puerto Rico. Like, what? How did you come from, you know, living basically in paradise? Like, I've only been to Puerto Rico one time, but I'm like, I'm dying to go back. Like, you have the best pina coladas, and I loved it. Like, I'm like, why would you want to leave Puerto Rico? So tell me how you
So like, you know, any place they have their good and their bad, and you know, they're neutral, but so, you know, Puerto Rico does have a lot of good things, but we came from like the countryside. Mm-hmm. Aguadilla is kind of the country area.
Yo, listen, where the goats are like in the mountain area,
all that.
Like, I'm looking, we're driving, and I'm like, is that a damn goat?
Yes,
like, what?
Yes.
Is that a goat in the mountain? Like,
horses,
okay.
All that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, my parents, they just want it better. And they moved to the States, although Puerto Rico is part of the United States.
Yeah.
It's still a little different. I did have a hard time learning English, because all I knew was Spanish up until like I was 8.
Yeah.
We moved to Rhode Island. And
how old were you when you moved here?
I was 8 years old.
He was 8, okay.
I was 8, 7, 8. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we moved to Rhode Island.
Okay.
And my parents just want it better. Shout out to them. They just want it better, and we kept moving around. We moved to North Carolina, and then we ended up here in Florida. And I love Florida. Yeah,
good. So David, you know, you're from Avon Park, so
yeah,
you know,
so
you're from Florida.
I'm from Florida. Shout out Florida. No, yeah. So I'm from I was born in Avon Park, Florida. My parents are from Mexico, from Tamaulipas, Mexico.
Okay.
They moved here. Just the same kind of way, to try to find a better opportunity for my for them, first of all, because they had just gotten together, and for my siblings, you know. I had the opportunity, or the blessing, to be born in this country and get all the like little perks that come with it. Good education. Mm-hmm. I just graduated like last year from HEC.
Hey,
shout out to HEC. Yeah. 4.0. Okay. Hey.
You know,
a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of chugging of bangs. It's been quite a journey too. You know, I remember just a couple times when we were going through it when I was younger. you know, being in homeless shelters because we didn't have a place to stay. I remember my mom would make candy apples when we were little. Me and my little sister, Sarai, would... They are, and I try not to eat them, but yeah. We'd get this basket, and we'd go into, like, all the little, like, mom-and-pop shops mm-hmm. in Brownsville, Texas, because we did live there for a little bit, okay. And we'd just, like, offer them at each table, yeah. And people would see two kids selling candy apples. They're like, yeah, give me all your candy apples, and then they would, like, yeah. Tip us and stuff, and it'd just be, like, I think I learned how to grind from that mm-hmm. moment, you know. I was mm-hmm. just, like, I really want to put food on the table for my family yeah. and just, like, help them out. So I had that, like, vision there and then, like, okay, I have to better myself and I have to keep it going and I have to take any opportunity that yeah. comes my way and just thrive with it.
Right, right. I love that. And so how did the two of you meet?
I actually cut hair. I'm a barber. Yeah. And David, he found me on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like, yo, your work is fire. I need a cut. What's up? And I said, pull up.
Yeah, but literally. It was funny because yeah. I was going through a bunch of, like, I had just moved from Wauchula, Florida. Mm-hmm. I moved here and I was, like, in school a lot. And I was always driving to Wauchula yeah. for my... to cut, and yeah. I was like, okay, I can't do that. I have, like, a final tomorrow. And I remember just, like, looking up hashtags for Lakeland barbers,
yeah.
And I was like, all right, who can I hit up, like, whose work do I like? Mm-hmm. And then I saw a hit, and it was Luigi the barber, and I was yeah. like, okay, like, this kid looks like he knows what he's doing. Like, I like yeah. how he blends stuff up. Mm-hmm. And then I remember I saw one, and I was like, all right, let me just, you know, yeah. don't hurt, let me hit him up, can you cut me up? And I think within I'm not sure if it was the day or the next day, you were just like, no, he like hit me up right up. He was like, yeah, come through. And I was like, bet, I'm there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And
I'm listening to him. I'm listening to the story. He's like, because I got a final tomorrow. I need to get a hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Haircut for a final. Like, you
well,
need
to- I had a birthday party to go to okay. after. You know what I mean? So I was okay. like, I'm not going to have time that day to drive all okay. the way.
Okay. Plus, you look good. You do good.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Like it's all a mentality. So
true. Yeah.
I linked up with him and, like, we just kind of vibe. I remember being on the chair and we were just talking. Like, we'd known each other forever.
Yeah. It was a vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, good. We just was that's talking awesome. About like what we're doing now, like mm-hmm. where you from, and we just like yeah. know, and it just kind of grew from there. Yeah,
a couple of haircuts later, we hung out, mm-hmm. did our thing, and boom, brand came up.
Yeah. So yeah. listen, so you say like boom, and the brand came up. Did you always was this something that you always envisioned that you wanted to do? Like, where did this idea come from?
I mean, so me personally, I always knew there's something greater than me, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. that's what this brand is. But I say boom because after he got a haircut, we hit it off. We started hanging out. We started going out, mm-hmm. bars, drinking, having fun, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And just one night we started talking and I was like, yo, David, I got this idea for this brand. And I told him the idea and it was actually different. And he was like, okay, yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Like, let's do it. What if we switch this? What if we switch this? And I was mm-hmm. like, I like that. Let's switch this. And then, boom, we came up with the logo, and it went from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We literally, it was just like a combination of thoughts. Like, I think I told him a little bit about what yeah. we did, and it was like, I like fashion, you like fashion. And, you know, we came about, he had this idea, and I was like, why don't we make it VU?
I had a B instead
he was like,
of O.
Hey, like, mm-hmm. be you. And I was like, why not VU, like mm-hmm. spelled VYOU, uh-huh. and then make the V kind of look like a little B to still yeah. have that hidden message of be right. yourself.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, dope, let's do it. Yeah. And then we like linked up with a graphic designer. Mm-hmm. And
we actually had different designs that didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we'll put them out.
Yeah, maybe.
That's like the pain of it, though, like just coming up with the concept because you have all these ideas.
Right.
So like how many would you say like you were
so
like,
we did a lot, but literally after the first one, even though we don't like it and y'all will see it one day,
yeah,
one we day. Didn't like it, it still felt it good. Still felt real and it felt yeah. good. It was like, yo, we like we literally just created this, like
like it's like, a baby, like we was, gotta keep
yeah.
this one.
Yeah. Yeah,
just yeah, it was just amazing. And we were like, yeah, but we don't like this. So we're like, yeah. okay, let's do this. And yeah. then well, how many designs, bro? Like 10 20?
Oh, I don't even know. Yeah. Like thinking about it, we were nitpicky with it because we knew we liked all of them, but we knew mm-hmm. that they weren't the one yet. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we just kept going at it. We're just like, do we want to keep doing this? Like, or you know, it's a lot of
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
And we've had many moments like that, but I think
a lot of moments.
Yeah. So I think when that happens, we always get like a bigger blessing. Like right. something mm-hmm. always pops up and it just hits us right in the face, but it's a good thing. And we're yeah. like, oh, okay, this is why we're doing this.
Like, there's been so many crazy moments where we're like, mm-hmm. yo, like that's it. Like, I don't even think we should keep going. And then one of us is just like, yo, no, like, let's keep going.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. And, you know, it's a team effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you say
sure.
you started last year. And so, you know, you go through that euphoric phase that you were describing where it's like,
where sometimes
we got
an
idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got an idea. We birthed this idea.
Absolutely.
We agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard when you're working with someone else because you're working off of each other's creative juices and all of
energy
that.
Energy sometimes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, so we have this idea, you know, we're going to get a graphic designer and okay, so now we have the logo and then what? Because, you know, you were talking about your trials.
Right.
But take us through your steps. Like, what have you been through where it's just like, yo, we had to keep going after right. this one, after this one. Like, what's been going
yeah.
on?
So, go ahead.
Oh, I mean, just to name a few, like, just like you have to kind of come to like a mutual agreement, like, oh, we like this. And it could be like just a difference of, oh, I don't like the way that looks. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And so you have to find a way to just blend it out and make it, you know, make it one, you mm-hmm. know?
Right.
So that could get a little tricky. Also, we've had, we've had situations like, the night before the fashion show, for whatever reason, the graphics we had worked on for like a month or like months before that,
mm-hmm.
it didn't come in time.
Okay.
Yeah. And we had no shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So we literally were up to like 1 or 2 in the morning before the fashion show, yeah. where we had to be up bright and early coming up with these designs.
And honestly, these to us, these came out way better than what we originally had. Mm-hmm. So we decided to go with these.
Yeah.
So like you how do you press them? Like, are you doing the print work yourself?
So
like,
our guy Angel
does the
sticker
printing.
Hype. He's okay. doing our stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, he hooks it up. He actually helps with the design as
mm-hmm.
well.
It's literally us three in a Zoom call or
in person
and we'll be like, this is our idea. I want this here, this there. He'll draw it out. What does this look? I was like, I think we need to move that over here. I need to add the little color to that
mm-hmm.
side. So it'll be just him kind of placing our ideas together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did the night before the fashion show. And I'm so happy it happened the way it did. Like, I strongly believe everything happens for a reason.
Right.
Because they came out so fire. We've had a lot of great feedback. We've sold so many of them. And I know we're going to keep selling them. And And these designs are the ones we stuck with. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they're nice. Right. Like,
thank you.
I wasn't even expecting it. Like I said, like, I was thrown into like doing the fashion show, and I'm like, I love the black and white, and I love how, you know, you were so versatile with this the black and white designs. And then I'm like, oh, it's a yellow one. And
I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And I love like the way you guys dressed it up. You dressed it down.
Damn.
You brought little Luigi out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, shout out little Izzy.
No, bravo. Yes, my baby. He's about to be 5 in December.
Oh, he was so cute.
Thank you.
So you got your kids line coming, right? Or is it just like...
Eventually. It's in the thought process.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But right now, we want to stick with just...
Adult, young adult type clothes.
Yeah.
But real quick, back to what you were saying about... Mm-hmm. You know what happened and stuff like that.
Yeah.
After we did the design, we decided to take a trip to Colorado.
Okay.
And just have
Why?
Some fun.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
What you doing in Colorado?
Number first of all, the elevation
high
in Colorado is
okay,
crazy.
Okay.
It's crazy. I cannot tell you.
The air is crisp.
It is crazy.
It's good vibes. Good vibes.
It was definitely good vibes.
Good vibes
when we got there, and we're like,
green,
let's
evergreen.
Have evergreen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We get there the first night. We're like, let's have a drink, just one drink to like loosen.
Mind you, it was like 10 p.m.
Yeah,
we couldn't sleep because of time change.
Yeah, there was like a 3-hour difference, right?
Okay.
So we landed, and we're like, let's just have a drink to like unpack and like unwind, because like, man, we've had a whole trip to get here, and we are knocked out over like one little drink. Like, I was like, what's going on,
right,
Colorado?
Right.
And then I remember my Uber driver telling me, like, yeah, you need to really hydrate, man, and just be careful. I'm like, why? He's like, well, you're from Florida, the elevation over there is a lot lower,
mm-hmm.
and it's higher over here, so everything's just gonna hit you a lot different. And I'm like, well, why didn't anybody tell me that before? Like, I'm over here trying to have like a vacation, and I'm like, why am I feeling like this?
So after that, we decided to go because we're like, yo, we got this. It's good to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what we were told from a lot of mentors.
Yeah.
So once you achieve something, like, you know, celebrate, have
mm-hmm.
fun, and you know what I'm saying. Especially if you have a partnership, you need that chemistry. If you have a team, you know what I'm saying. So, boom, we have the design. We decided to celebrate. You're like, let's go to Colorado. But besides celebrating, let's work on the brand.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get our creative juices going. let's just go with it. Yeah. So we go over there to work, take pictures.
Photo shoot.
We have photo shoots. We also have fun.
Look at y'all.
Yeah, no, we literally like but
this is where it gets crazy. Okay. This is the turning point. We're like, yo, like we gotta keep going. Yeah. So long story short, after we came, when we're coming back on the airplane, mm-hmm. we go through back check, all that. We're about to board the plane, and David's like, yo, my bag. Where's my bag? With all our work, his camera, everything personal for college, all that.
Oh my.
I'm like, yo, we gotta go get it. So we go everywhere. We look everywhere. We go to Lost and Found,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, no, it's not here.
Yeah,
and
the crazy thing is they even check cameras. They're like, we don't even see your bag.
And
like,
we had a lot of work that we worked on. Besides the fun, we had a lot of work we worked on.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures, just scripts, like everything, you mm-hmm. know, and notes, all that. So anyways, we're like hella sad, mm-hmm. and we come back to Florida, and we're like, yo, what are we gonna do? And this is when, you know, the other one picks the other one up, and we're like, yo, like right. we gotta keep going. Let's just do it over again. Mm-hmm. Why not? We already got the logo.
I wasn't ready to hear that. I was just like, I was like, you're really, really positive right now, and I'm not vibing with that.
So I understand. I'm sad too, but yeah.
I was like, man, you're being real positive about it. Like, I don't want to hear it. Like, I just want
to
mope.
He did need some time to you know what I'm saying? So I understood that. And,
I didn't text him back, I think, for like a couple of days.
Right. And I understand completely or whatever. So we end up, we're like, yo, let's do it again.
Yeah.
A week and a half later, almost 2 weeks, we're like at it, going through it. And then I get a random call from David. He's like, yo, guess what? I'm like, what? He's like, they found all our stuff.
They're sending it.
So they found everything.
Where did they find it? Like, was it at the airport?
They just said they just said after, like, we just have it. Wow. It's in our office.
Yeah, we didn't ask questions. We didn't want to.
I was like, I don't care. Just send it. Listen, and
talk about a test.
Yeah.
And I like this. Yes. And that's where consistency comes in.
Yeah.
That's where consistency comes in.
So
and,
if you look at the Instagram, it's the pictures that are like, you'll see view in black and white. Mm-hmm. And then us, like, you'll see mountains in the back and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, those were the lost, like, files to us anyway. So,
and now we had double the work after that. And mm-hmm. we're like, yo, like, God is good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Promote. I think sometimes he just has to. I think sometimes we get tested.
Right. How bad do you want it?
How bad do you want it? Like, how much do you believe in yourself? Like, if this one thing is going to stop you, then maybe you're not ready for the next level.
Right.
That's really dope that you know, you got him. You gave him his time.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, it goes vice versa in other moments.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's the thing about a partnership, too. You kind of have to figure. You have to know, like, the person and, like, how to handle it, certain situations. Mm-hmm. And I was just like not having any, like, I was just like, you know, you get sad because all that hard work. And I remember I couldn't even, like, I was like, man, I have a fear of heights. Mm-hmm. So I hate airplanes. I wasn't even like scared of the way back. Like, I was just like, take me now. And I was like, I'm not saying that out loud. Lying. I was, yeah. And I love food. I'm a foodie. Yeah. And he was like, yo,
I'm a
bro.
Foodie too.
He
was like,
oh, I had a homie. I'm like, yo, I got you some tenders. I got you some fries.
Yeah, I was like,
water.
What? I need to go mope.
I ended up giving it to somebody else.
It was at the airport. So I was just like, I need a moment, bro. Thank you so much. But yeah, it was one of those things. Definitely was a test. And once that happened, I think I needed that to happen for me to get like, okay, you know, that could easily been lost luggage. I didn't have to get that back, and I did. And I, like you said, I think it was just one of those things where it's a test, and you get tested, like, how bad do you want it? And then for anything that's happened that's negative, I feel like we get blessed double for positive things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's cool to talk about it now to see it. And I'm like, man, you don't see the big picture when you're going through these hard moments. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're just like caught up in it, you know?
Yeah. Like,
you're
like, why?
Yeah. You kind of want to just automatically go to that, like, I want to be sad. Yeah. Like, I want to stay here, but you can't. You have to, like, see the big picture and know that good things are coming.
But you know what? Like, when you're passionate about something, this is just from my experience, when you're passionate about it, it hurts that much more. But then it's like that adrenaline picks in, and you're like, like, this is not going to stop me. Like my producer, Jason, can tell you, like, I've had a guest where Jason. My thing was consistency, because I feel that
definitely.
Being consistent is one of the cornerstones of being successful in anything that you do.
Definitely.
And I feel like in the past, I wasn't successful at things because I wasn't consistent. Like, the heart was there, the passion was there, but my, like, physical consistency was not. And no lie, like, I'll never forget, like, it was one of our biggest viewed podcasts that we had, but the guest mixed up the dates. And so we didn't have a person for that show.
Yikes.
But luckily, I double booked. Something like in the past, like something was just telling me, like, start stacking these shows. And I don't know what it was. It was just something was like, just start stacking your shows. Yeah. And so I actually had two interviews scheduled for that same day. And I'll never forget, like, I called my first guest, which was Colin Moore. And he's like a motivational speaker. Shout out to Colin. Because he's always just dropping like motivation and all of this stuff. And he's like, you know, telling me what to do. And I'm just like, I'm doing this podcast day. Like, I don't care what we have to do. Like, Jason, then. Okay, so then on top of that, Jason couldn't find the key to the studio. So we did not have a interviewee, and we didn't have the key to the studio. My mind was like, I'm looking at Jason like, you my ride or die, right? If you my ride or die, you gonna meet me at this venue and we I was just like, I don't care how we gonna record.
We ended up
recording in at a brewery, which was great. Like, the ambiance was great. The owner was, you know, receptive to me taping. Jason came because he's like, I'ma be right here and I'm gonna see you through. And I feel like and we got it done. Like, we were able to get it done. We were able to tape another episode before the episode was supposed to air. So we knocked out two episodes. And so I feel like those trials and those tribulations, just like, you know, you gotta, how bad do you want it? You know, like, and if you want it bad enough, and if you have faith, I believe, like, that's another cornerstone, is that major faith part. Right. Like, you know, you have the talent, you know, you have the skill. It's just, you gotta ride it out. You gotta ride with it. And I think, I don't know if you look at different people's stories, but fashion design is hard to get in. Fashion design is something that's difficult to make it stick, because sometimes it's how popular you are. You ever seen like celebrities come out with clothing lines and you're like, what's that? and like, they sell out, but it's because of their name. Or, you know, you have someone that just has a dope brand and it's just not taking. So tell me about how you've been received. Like, first of all, give me the good, and then tell me about kind of like the low points. The good point I want you to tell me about is, talk to me about that first T-shirt that you sold. Like, do you remember that moment?
I don't remember the first T-shirt. Do you remember the first T-shirt?
I'm trying to think.
I remember the first design.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I remember the first T-shirt, because I think.
Or did you? Do you remember like a quantity of like residual income that you got, and you were like, yo, we're doing this. Like, we are doing this.
I did have that. Yeah. For the two events that we did. That's when it clicked in my head, and I'm like, yo, like, this is going somewhere.
Yeah.
This is going somewhere, and like, yeah, like, we're doing our thing. Mm-hmm. We're making some money.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, nothing crazy, but it's something, and it's a start.
Yeah. It just keeps getting more. Like,
and after that, it's faith. Adding. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, and it's just keep going, and it's going to get better. Consistency.
Right.
I think I can't remember the first shirt, because I think we literally put it out on the website, and then within like a day or two, we had people say, oh, I want two shirts. Or we had it like in a bulk. Like, it wasn't our first shirt, but it was like our first order.
Yeah.
So I remember us like at his place, just like wrapping all the shirts together and putting them in a nice packaging. And we're just like, oh, dang, we just
you're doing
like,
it.
Yeah. And I right keep there, trying to cuss you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're good.
And as you're doing that, you have visions of like, and you're doing it even bigger. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Right now it's 2-3 shirts, but eventually, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be 40.
Yeah.
30, you know what I'm saying, all that. 100, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's great. It's
you
great.
You just got to claim that, right?
Manifest yeah, it. Manifest it. Definitely very, definitely believe in that and the power of your mind and like putting it out there, you know, and seeing it is believing it, you know?
So how, you know, you mentioned earlier about your mentors, how important is a mentorship, do you feel? Do you feel like anyone who branches off into entrepreneurship, do you think they need a mentor?
Honestly, I don't want to say need, but mentors are definitely a great help, because mentors could have 25 years experience. You could have zero. As soon as you get in mentored by them, within a year, you could be at that 25 year experience. We have the grants. Shout out to them. They're mentoring us.
Yeah, I didn't know they were your mentor.
They're mentoring us.
They are so dope. Like they,
amazing people.
It's so many people that I keep running into that I didn't know that they had their hand in. Like they just, I love y'all.
Yeah. Little side story. So we got put onto the show by my cousins, Jazz and Zenny. And they're like, yo, the grants, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. We got put on. And So they're like, okay, come to our headquarters, the cigar mm-hmm. lounge. And we went and we had a meeting with.
Yeah, like a Zoom meeting.
A Zoom meeting with the Grants and a couple other staff or coworkers, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And so as we're doing an interview, I noticed somebody I know, and I'm like, wait, I'm like, yo, I know you.
It's oh yeah, because we were there we were there physically, mm-hmm. and everybody else was Zoom,
right?
Okay.
So we were just looking at the camera with the Grants next mm-hmm. to us, and then he's like,
so I know the person who that I know is Miss Felicia. Shout out to Miss Felicia.
Hi, Miss Felicia.
She was my instructor at this barber academy that I used to go to. That's where I got my license at.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just cool, you know, small world. Like, that's when you know you're in the right place. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Just link.
So back to the mentors, I feel like it's very important. Other than that, as I said before, I'm a barber, mm-hmm. and I do have two good mentors in the barber industry. And thanks to them, you know, I've only been a barber for it's about to be 5 years in December. But thanks to them, I cut my experience from 5 years to like 25 years.
That's awesome.
And post my Instagram.
Because, like, so you like, I look, I'm like, I'm the type of person where it's like, okay, let me see how I can mesh these talents together. So I'm like, if you own a barbershop, you can turn the other side into an apparel studio.
Right. So that's one of the things that the Grants are mentoring us about. Okay. They told me that was a good idea. David's also a singer.
I don't want to put it out there, but I had to. So your hidden talent is?
It's definitely singing. I can't rap, but I can sing.
He can rap. He can rap.
And you know what? When people come on, they're like, I can do this. I'm going to put you. I'm from the show me state. Florida is not the show me state, but look, I need to hear something. Because, like, I was doing my little research on you, and I'm like, let me find out a little something, you know, a little research.
Y'all check his Instagram out.
I'm like, is that David?
Amarillo.
You know what's funny? I love to sing. Oh, yeah.
Singing and all of that.
We
can get a little something.
I mean, I did a little cover. I can do a cappella.
Let's do a cappella. You can do a cover?
The
violent one?
Yeah, no, the last one.
I don't remember because I just did it 2 days ago.
He remembers it. He's just.
Where are my in ears? No, I was kidding.
Go ahead.
Bebé, no sé si habla mucho español. Si entiende cuando digo mi amor. Cómelo si no entiende lo mejor. Solo tenemos que gustar. No quieres que caigan tentaciones. Mira cómo me pone. Ese siento que tiene. No entiendo mucho, pero vente. Baila, baila, baila conmigo. Baila, baila, que yo te sigo. Ven, suéltate. No te me vayas sin la cana de volver.
David, you better do it.
I could do better, but thank you.
Listen, honey, that translation, all I could pick up was dance.
Yeah, you got it.
Shut up, dance. So tell me tell me the meaning behind that song.
That's a cover song that I did. It was my first time ever in the studio with shout out to Dubs because he really got me out of my shell. It was crazy how I met the guy and like we linked up a little later.
Yeah.
But it's basically like I don't understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I don't understand your language, but I know we could dance.
Okay.
And if we could dance, then I'm cool with that now.
I love that. I love that. And you have an incredible voice. I love that.
Thank you.
Do it, David.
Yeah. This is my first year in the studio. Mm-hmm. I never had like the guts to go. And I was just like, I really like it. Like, it's my zone. So I'm comfortable in that little like cocoon area, like singing and like going off. And like, I'll be in there with the sound engineer, like, asking him, hey, how was your week? Like, what did you do? What made you mad this week? He's like, what? And I'm like, just tell me. And he's like, well, I was mad because someone, you know, didn't text me back. So I was like, bet. And then I'll start like writing it. I was like, all right, we mad. We're both mad. So that's like my comfort zone.
His last song is English and it's dope. Mm-hmm. That's why I told him to sing it. But
yeah, it's coming. It's coming though. So I will definitely, you'll be one of the first to hear it.
Yay.
I got you.
I love that.
It's my first, like, not cover, it's my first like original song, so I'm taking my time with it. And I'm
Did you write
I'm
it?
My little baby. Oh yeah.
Good.
Just so wrote
you
it.
Wrote it and you
wrote it. My sound engineer Dubs, he helps me out a lot. I made him forcefully do some ad libs and he was like, I got you. I was like, all right. He's like, finish this hookup and I got you on the ad libs. So I was like, you gotta do.
I'm gonna just tell you, like, my I love music. And first of all, like, what genre with your music?
Man, I like everything. I like reggaeton a lot just because you could be singing about like having the biggest heartbreak of your life, but you're still gonna get down and dance. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's just so, it's like positively dealing with your sadness, your yeah. shit. And then I like R&B because, like, I grew up listening to, like, Usher and, like, Boyz II Men. Like, my parents are pastors, so first of all, we weren't allowed to hear any of that. They're like, that's secular music, you're not supposed to listen to that. Yeah. So I'd be, like, in my older brother's room, like, trying to hear the radio, like, what do you got, bro? Like, you know, listening. Sneak listening. Yeah. So shout out to Manny and Ivan and Jessica. So I like everything. I even like a little country too. It's just it just depends really on the beat, the lyrics. Like I'm a lyric guy, but also I like a good beat. And as long as it makes me feel something, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's so dope. Like I love the music part of it, and I love musicians. I like anyone who has to, it's like their talent is on them. Like you, it's so, it just puts you out there and you have to be so transparent, but you feel like you're just open for public opinion.
Yeah, you have to be.
Like you have to have tough skin. You have to. So it's like even like your designs, it's like you're an artist and you want it to be received well. Like even me with my podcast, it's like I want you to receive my talent well. Like, do they like my voice? Do they like the content or whatever the case may be? And then like as an artist, it's like you're out there, like you're kind of like naked, like your protection is your talent and you just want it to be received. So anyone who is a creator, you know, I just think that's the common thread that we have. So yeah. I think it says something about you if you're able to put yourself out there and, right. and because you make your profit off of public opinion, people have to like what you are given.
Yeah.
That's how you make it. Right. Like even with your haircuts, like he saw you online and he... Look, you got a good product.
And that goes back to consistency, faith, and just you attract your own crowd. Just be yourself, And you know what I'm saying? You're the right people. God's going to put the right people in your path.
Right. And so was it easy for you guys to come up with the mission, you know, be yourself, go after your dreams? I feel like during that fashion show, I know I had to say that like 100 times.
That's our slogan.
Woo, I was like, okay, so like funny, if you don't believe that now, like you got to keep saying that. Yeah, like you got to keep saying
it. It flows.
It does. Yeah. It really does.
Yeah, it does. And I remember talking to the Grant, and the Mr. Grant was like, you just got to pray on it and like keep praying on it. Yeah. And that's literally like, that's a form of us praying on it. Just our slogan, like, you know, be yourself, follow your dreams. Like that's what we want.
But back to your question, it was really actually really easy. Like when we were out that night, having fun, chilling, vibing, we're like, yo, like it was just easy. It was just flew and it was a vibe, you know?
Good. Yeah. Sure. I love it. It's it's in synchrony. Like, you know, you guys are in tune with one another. And so tell me about what you look forward to in the future. What do you see VUE going? Because I know in your bio, you said that you wanted to partner with a nonprofit so that kids could gravitate towards your mission. And so it can become a part of them, a part of their mantra. So what do you see VUE going?
So, we do want to find a nonprofit organization that has to do with kids following their dreams. Mm-hmm. We really want to donate to something like that. That's still in the manifesting process right now.
He was actually the first to mention that. Because we want to find somebody. For sure. We want, like you said, kids to be doing something actively where they're either trying to pursue a career.
Kids are our future.
In art or singing, or if they want to be a barber, like we want to encourage them in a way that we can. And so we're looking for a nonprofit.
Let me tell you, your opportunity may be right in the middle of you.
That's what happens. You see?
So I don't want to make an announcement yet.
We'll talk.
I definitely, and it's so crazy because I'm working on some things. So, and it does have a barbering aspect to it. That's why it's even so crazy. Better, that's why it's so crazy that you say that. Fingers crossed. I'm hoping it'll go. I'm hoping that it'll be a go.
Right.
And it just could be a opportunity for you. We'll find you an opportunity. But yeah, it's so funny that you guys are saying this because I legitly, like, it sounds just like that. So
And that's what we base our brand about. We wanted to just come to us and vibe. It'd be a vibe instead of it being forced.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, like, I know you said that the kids line may be down the line. And so how can people purchase from you? Like, how how do they get in contact with you?
Yeah, so if you go to viewofficial.com/shop, you will see what we have for sale. We have all our Black Original shirts. We're taking pre-orders for our summer shirts, which is the ones Luigi and I are wearing.
Yeah,
same. And so yeah, you want to check us out there. Our site is just viewofficial.com. If you want to talk to us, if you want to even pre-order, and you want a shirt, and you just need a way, if you want us to like ship it out to you, whatever, just hit us up there on Instagram or on our email, myview2021@gmail.com. We also have Facebook where you can message us. We're pretty quick about responding to people. Yeah. So yeah, that's where you can link up with us.
I love that. And so close us out with some sound advice that you would give to upcoming entrepreneurs. Like, what would you say to someone who's birthing an idea but they're afraid to launch? Like, what would you say to them?
Get an LLC.
Max.
Get an LLC.
That's the first thing, because once you get an LLC, it's like, it makes it official.
Yeah.
And it makes you like, okay, this is serious. Like, mm-hmm. we just, you know what I'm saying? Taxes.
Right.
All that is legit. And shout out to the person that put us on to LLC. Dina
from Stitch.
It's not right here on Edgewood. It's an embroidery place.
Embroidery place, okay. Yeah.
So, side story, we went into this embroidery place. We're like, yeah, we want this design. This design's how much? She's like, okay, first of all, do you guys have an LLC? And we're like, no. She's like, okay. And she put us onto a lot of information.
She's like, these kids just want some shirts. Like, yeah. She's not even going to sell them. And then we came with
We came back.
She was like, oh.
Wow. So you were serious.
Yeah.
So, okay, so break it down. Because I'm the type of person where, you know, we give this advice. But my whole podcast is I want to teach people, you know, the power in the comeback. But sometimes they just need, like, a piggyback. Or sometimes they just need that guide of how do you do this. So how long did it take you to get your LLC?
It didn't take us long to get the actual LLC, like what, a month maybe?
Yeah.
It's
really easy to get LLC. You go to Sunbiz, Sunbiz Florida, and you just literally follow the instructions.
Right.
And it's not hard at all.
Did you pay somebody to do your LLC?
No, we should have. It would have saved us some time.
So you think you should have?
No, well, not really, because now that we...
I was going to say, because you can do it yourself.
You could do yourself, but I mean
now that it's done.
Knock anybody who's if you have the funds, people, and, though,
yeah.
But. It's just like looking back now, like, man, that was a lot to read, but it was good that we got the experience. We read the fine print. We knew what we were getting into, but I'm just saying now that it's done and over, it's like, man, we read a lot.
But yeah, I mean, besides the LLC is
be legit. So starting off, just be legit.
Be legit, yes. Create LLC. And once you do that, just stay consistent, have faith, and keep going, you know, don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to have those tests, you're going to have those moments where you're like, why, like, you know, this seems bad right now.
And
why?
You have those people telling you, like, no, like, this is not a good idea, because we had those people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Those people came back, and now they're like, yo, good work, good
work. Yeah, we love what you're doing, you know? Yeah. I'm like, I'm sure
that
you
feels
do.
Good, right?
Shout out you're to
like,
them.
Yeah. It's just, like you said, you use it for fuel, you know?
Fuel.
I know what I'm doing is right, and I know that for any person that tries to, like, you know, just be sneaky or do anything that's not in my best interest, I know I'm going to get it back in a good way tenfold.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day,
stay consistent on the vision. If you have the vision and faith and get an LLC.
Yeah.
I love that part. I love how you put that in there. I do.
LLC so needs listen, to pay us.
look, this has been, I love this episode. This has been a dope episode.
Been great. Thank you. Appreciate
you guys have been a great set of hosts. I mean, a great set of guests, and I don't want this to be your last time on. Like, I
will have us, you know, whenever.
I got you. Like, anytime you have, look, impromptu fashion show. Like, even if I don't have a microphone, I know them. This is View.
Yeah, to the Grants, we're ready for the next one.
I know, right?
Yeah, no,
I'm ready for the next one. Like, you guys did a great job. So,
thank you.
So, give everybody your socials again, how they can find you on our way out. Go ahead and tell us how we can connect with you again.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
On Facebook and Instagram is View Official, VYOU Official. Our website is viewofficial.com. And if you put /shop, it takes you straight to the shopping cart.
Okay.
And then my barber page, it is it's underscore Luigi the Barber.
Okay.
So if y'all want to see my work, it's underscore Luigi
and
the Barber.
And he's dope. I've been checking it out. He's thank dope. You, he's dope.
Yeah, he cuts real good here. I can tell you from personal experience.
Right.
Yeah, like he said, that's where our Instagram's at. For my personal one, if you want to like look into my music and stuff, it's at David ISSACC.
Awesome. Good deal. Good deal. So I do want to say that, you know, like this has been an incredible episode. You know, shout out to all of the entrepreneurs, those of you who are harboring and babying and birthing a dream. Just
yes,
so that you can do it. Like you said, give us your mission one more time.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.
Follow your dreams.
That's it. That's it. So this has been episode 40 of the Jazzy Conversations with Jazz Podcast. I am your host, Jasmar Jazz Bennett. I look forward to seeing you here for episode 41. Make sure that you like, you follow, you subscribe at Jazzy Conversations with Jazz on IG, on Facebook, on YouTube. Make sure that you follow me. Make sure that you subscribe. And make sure that you review each episode where all podcasts air. And reach out to me for all of your advertising needs, and I can get you right here on the Jazzy Conversations with Jazz Podcast. Good night. Get that, get that, get that.